When she started coming around to realizing that it was because my legs kind of went like jelly. I started falling over, and she realized, because we were drinking the same exact thing and the same amount the entire night, and she was fine. This is all from what I've been told, but it was only about 10:30 or so that an undercover guard, they were actually in the town where I was out. They found me because I had fallen over. I'd just kind of gone unconscious. They were the ones to actually have called the ambulance. And so I was brought in then, and I think I arrived there about 12 or so. I remember waking up in the hospital. I can't remember exact time. It was the middle of the night anyway, but no, I think I was out. I went back myself. I was advised by NALDOC to go back the second day. I went back in, just into the emergency room, and that's when they did the drug test. Tested positive for morphine.
Have you any idea how that got into your system?
That's what I don't know. We were only between two pubs. We were in the first one about an hour. My dad actually was able to check the footage and couldn't see anything, you know, anything being put into drinks.
Mm.
But there was about like a 20-minute gap or so between when we went to the next pub, and that's when we weren't too sure. Maybe something could happen in between. I had a friend that was working in the second pub that we went to. And at that point, I was falling over. But she was aware of the whole situation. And her and the whole staff watched the footage back then afterwards. And they did notice a man who they knew, just really suspicious behavior. It was really scary after it happened. But it's more scary that it's becoming so common.